Democrats in Chicago. And he said, "Of all the forms of inequality, injustice in health care is the most shocking and inhumane." So thought we'd open the show today. So I think we're going to play a song, and while we get our guest online today, we've had a couple technical difficulties. Sorry about that. So hang on 1 second. Okay, we're still working on getting Talesh on the phone. So, hey, Lauren, how's it going today? Are you there?
Good. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. Shanika's in the studio here, a station manager, and she's helping us get Talesh online. So maybe while we're waiting to do that, Lauren, do you want to say a few words about, I think you know Talesh and Third Root folks. You want to say just a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. First of all, where are they located?
Third Root Community Health Center is a really great place located in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. So for all folks who do commuting to the city or half-time here and half-time there, or just go to the city because it's very close, definitely should go and check out Third Root. It's a worker-owned cooperative where there are many different health practitioners who work out of this space, which is so beautiful. They did so much work in construction and getting the space to be what it is. They also have yearly classes and other community health events regularly on their programming. There's an herbal apothecary there and community-supported herbalism, which is a project similar to community-supported agriculture, but instead of picking up food each week, you pick up herbal medicine each week. They also host a CSA pickup there. There's acupuncturists that do private appointments and community acupuncture. There's nutrition, education, and all different types of yoga classes, too. And there's massage therapy as well. And it's really neat that it's a worker-owned cooperative. I'd like to talk to Talesh a little bit more about what it's like to be a worker cooperative when you're also a community health clinic. And they also operate off of a sliding scale, which we'll have Talesh talk about today, because that's something that's really interesting that's happening in many community health centers across the country. Many practitioners here in Hudson, including Sarah and myself, offer sliding scales. It's a really great way to kind of challenge classism and racism and many other isms within our healthcare system and broadens the accessibility for folks wanting to access healthcare in this way, especially for alternative modalities that are generally not, typically not covered by health insurance for those who are privileged to have health insurance. So we'll talk about those things today.
And we're set to get Talesh on the phone, so we're going to take a quick cut to a song. Shanika's going to hook us up with Talesh, and to our listeners, we'll be right back. Talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So everyone's here. So, Shanika, I think, is the music still on? Yes, the music is still on. Is everyone on the air now, Shanika? Okay.
Can we get a present online, on air right now from everyone?
Talesh? Lauren?
Yes.
Okay, so everyone's on air, so talk up a little bit and
okay, yay, awesome.
Good job, everybody.
Hello? Okay, great. Sorry about that. All right, so great. Everyone's here, finally, at long last. Welcome, Talesh. Lauren, you want to... unfortunately, Talesh couldn't hear our introduction of her, so maybe Lauren just gave a little background on Third Root Community Collective, but let's hear from you, how your little story about Third Root and your relationship with them, and a little background history from you would be great.
Great. Thank you so much for inviting us. We're really excited to have this opportunity.
Thanks for being here.
So I joined Third Root almost at the beginning. In 2008, we opened our doors in August of 2008. Mm-hmm. And I, at the time, before that, was doing energy work on my own in my home. And when I heard about Third Root and that it was a collective of practitioners that got together and opened a health center with a similar social justice principles and framework that I worked with, I was ecstatic. And so I called a lot to try and figure out how to volunteer, and I basically said, I will answer your phone, take out your trash, whatever I need to do. So I was very excited and joined, and Third Root was, the vision was from two people, and the project itself was carried by eight practitioners. Basically, Third Root was an old abandoned daycare center, and folks with this vision of a health center that had accessible prices and really had a range of diverse practitioners came in and literally built out the health center. And just really with the support of our community, either through technical assistance, through thinking of different ways of offering our services. It was really a labor of love of eight people, but really a larger community that donated to make this health center happen.
And I think our listeners might want to find out a little bit, because especially in the upstate region, folks might not know so much about Flatbush Brooklyn. You want to talk a little bit about what kind of community Flatbush is and where it's in South Brooklyn, south of Prospect Park. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So Third Root is located in Ditmas Park. It's off of the Cortell. You stop on the Q train. And we were particularly drawn to this neighborhood because it was really diverse. I mean, to be honest with you, right now it's getting gentrified. It's quite gentrified. At the time, that was just beginning, and but we were really excited on the diversity. There's a range of languages, a range of different communities, of immigrant communities in the neighborhood, and we were really excited to be part of this community and be really responsible in a way that we came in and be really conscious of, you know, what health centers kind of symbolize, and wanted to break through some of those stereotypes and bringing in a diverse group of folks offering acupuncture, massage therapy, energy work, yoga classes that are accessible to multiple communities.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And it's my understanding, and I myself actually lived in the neighborhood years ago up on Beverly Road. I remember, and I was part of a CSA there too, and we got the idea from Third Root how to kind of pull the neighborhood about what services people would find useful. Could you talk a little bit about how you actually worked with the community to find out what folks felt they would like to see?
Mm-hmm. At the beginning, we tried having community forum or community, like, accountability meetings to see what folks were needing, and we actually honestly realized that we needed to build more with the community also, and so we're in the process of continuing to do that and hearing back from folks on what they want to see, whether they're workshops, their classes, or a series of courses that we can offer.
Great, great.
May I come?
I was about to say, Lauren.
I was just curious to watch if at some point in Sarah, if there's, this is a good time, one thing that Third Route has worked really hard on and has done a really incredible job on has been coming up with a really great sliding scale that people can use to access all different kinds of modalities and events and classes and stuff that are going on at Third Root. And I was just wondering, Tawash, if you could talk a little bit about what a sliding scale is and why Third Root uses that as a model to creating accessibility for healthcare within the community.
Yes, that's an excellent question. A sliding scale is basically a range of what folks can pay for different services. And this range was assessed based on, you know, our own sustainability, but also a reflection of what folks can pay. And so it's a very different model than other health centers or yoga centers. And we basically offer folks a worksheet that they can fill in. And this is more for their process, and we function in an honor system, so we're not going to ask people for pay stubs or anything like that, but it's a moment for them to just really assess what they're able to pay so that they can really sustain their health care. And it's empowering for them mostly because we're not imposing a price on them. We're giving them a range, and you know, some folks are thrown off by that because they're not used to having to decide that for themselves. But it's been a really interesting process to engage the community in that way and figuring out how to, you know, take charge of their own healthcare and them really assessing what they're able to pay. And at times there's folks who, you know, may think that they can pay more, and after they fill out the worksheet, they're like, oh, wow, I actually could only pay less than I thought I could. And the reason for that is that we include debt, we include student debt, and we include different expenses that folks may not think about when they're assessing how much they can pay. And so we really strive to be transparent and accessible in that way, and we feel like it's worked really, really well. I mean, of course, there's a lot of folks, and I think it's obviously due to the economy, a lot of folks, you know, are able to pay on the lower end, but there's a lot of folks who pay at the higher end as well, and it's a very good process to go through.
Yeah, I really appreciate the worksheet you guys came up with, some of the things that it's very empowering for folks to realize the contributions they're making in their own lives to their family and society, and the types of things that on the worksheet people take into account as expenses to kind of balance against, like childcare and you know, immigration-related legal expenses and things like that. I'm so impressed by what you guys came up with. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think folks are just not used to seeing that. So it's also taking away the stigma around some of our expenses, right? Like, you know, legal things. Like, nobody's really going to talk to you about that at any other health center. We're not saying we need to engage in that conversation necessarily, but, you know, we realize that this is what this community might be experiencing.
Yeah. And debt, you know, that's just, for so many people, there's already, our culture sometimes shames people about their debt, and then here it's people are able to feel like they can access health care, and that's, you know, taking into account that so they can do that. It's amazing.
Yes, and I just wanted to add a little bit more to this part, just adding on our community health scholarships. We have folks who donate to this scholarship, and it's for folks who don't fall into the sliding scale and either have no income or have just lost their jobs or
in and able to do the work that we do in the way that we do.
That's great. That's great. Lauren, did you have another question about sliding scale for Talish?
No, I think that's good. I just really, wanted our listeners to, you know, if they have never heard of that before, kind of start understanding what that is. And, thanks.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And, Lauren, didn't you have another question about economic strategies?
Celeste, I was really interested in, you know, if you could say a few words about what it means that Third Root is a worker-owned cooperative. Is that right? Do I have that right? And what that means in terms of, like, having formed this space and this group and why you guys chose that model and what benefit it's serving you guys in terms of staying open and staying in business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we chose a worker-owned co-op because we didn't necessarily want to become a nonprofit, but we wanted to be a business that had a horizontal structure. So rather than having one or two people be bosses, the responsibility of managing the business would be shared with all the practitioners. And to be honest with you, this is the first place I've worked with that has this structure, and it's one that I really flourished a lot in and realized in my own experience that it's a really wonderful way to work. It's not flawless, but it is a very different model, and we all engage in maintaining the business. So from, you know, having a group of folks dealing with our finances to making sure that our restrooms are clean. So we all share these responsibilities and, you know, create different committees and so on to make sure that this work happens. Therefore, it's a very exciting and different model than many of us are used to. So we're learning as we're going. But it's definitely, I think that it's a exciting opportunity for each of us to use different skills that we've learned in different places. So either it be marketing or bookkeeping or creating administrative systems, we're able to really bring a lot of our knowledge and a lot of our skills into our health center and really feel ownership about the business itself. And the fact that, you know, our services are what brings in income, that has a level of responsibility that, you know, in other businesses probably only one person worries about those numbers and about all that, but we all carry that. And so in addition, we really thought about becoming a nonprofit, but it's not really the structure that we wanted to rely on foundation funding. Though recently we've considered it only for specific educational programming, mm-hmm. that we may apply funding only for those educational programs to continue and mm-hmm. serve particular communities. But that's more around like sustainability of particular programs rather than the business itself. So. Mm-hmm. It's a very different structure, but I personally really love it.
Oh, that's super exciting. And how many workers are in the cooperative presently?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we've mm-hmm. grown. We have 12. We have 12 in our collective at the moment.
That's great. That's really great. And so when you add people to the collective, to the cooperative, how does that work?
Mm-hmm. So it can be different ways. Sometimes we need folks, if a program or an area is really growing or our capacity is a bit low, then we seek out through our own networks. We look for other practitioners because we also want to make sure that folks really are committed to our social justice framework mm-hmm. in making these services accessible for folks of different economic backgrounds, and you know, it just there's a whole range of and
this framework that we work within, and so we begin in that way and inviting folks to be part of the collective.
Great. And I also have really appreciated and enjoyed the language that Third Root uses to describe its programs and services to make things very welcoming to all kinds of folks. For example, I was walking down the street once and I saw a sign for, I think it was, you know, in Brooklyn there's a lot of yoga classes called Yoga for Baby and Mommy. And Third Root's class, what was it? It was Yoga for Baby and Mommy, Daddy, or Whomever, I think was the title, which, you know, that's way more inclusive, right? And, you know, there's a Yoga for Everybody and trans-friendly programs and all kinds of things that just very clearly are so welcoming. It's really beautiful.
Yes, it's definitely one of our... Now that there's more members, I was telling our listeners a little bit about what y'all offer in terms of services. But Tresh, do you want to give us a quick rundown? Because this might have expanded.
Well, we currently have the same types of services, which are acupuncture, massage therapy, herbalism, yoga, and I do energy work at Third Root. Sometimes our practitioners offer different workshops or a series of workshops or particular courses. So, for instance, we had a yoga jam, a queer and trans yoga jam last fall, and that was really exciting, and that was put together by some of our practitioners. And so we vary our programs just based on different things that come up. Modalities for now.
And do all the practitioners get to experience each other's practices? Is there time for that? Do you guys get to trade or share or experience at all?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, one of our main commitments to not only our community that we're physically in, but the social justice community is addressing our own need for sustainability. Mm-hmm. And so basically creating space to talk about burnout, about, you know, the activist, the organizer being out there, but, you know, what do you do for yourself? What are you able to do for yourself at the end of the day after you've been planning and organizing a campaign and so on and so forth? We apply those same principles to the collective. So we really try and create an environment where we support our own well-being by asking, you know, what have you done this month, or what have you done this week, or how are you feeling? And it's really a place where, in my experience, folks, we feel really held because we do share space and we do share this responsibility at a health center, and really I feel that we are sensitive to where people are. And so if we notice that one of us is maybe overworked, we're like, hey, you know, do you need a massage this week? Do you want to, you know, set up an appointment with me? Or, you know, acupuncture might be really good right now. And so we really try and be supportive of each other's well-being by often checking in and figuring out how to create a system so that that becomes consistent for ourselves, so that then we in turn can be better at the work that we do.
That's awesome. Well, we have come to the end of our time today, Talish. It was really nice speaking with you, and I'm sorry we didn't have more time today, and maybe we can have you back on the show again another time in the future. Thanks for being here. And Talish, do you want to share again, we'll put this on our Facebook page too, but if you want to tell the listeners the website for Third Root?
Absolutely. So you can find us at www.thirdroot.org, and you can also find us on Facebook. And we look forward to seeing any of you who want to commute down to the city.
That's great. Thank you so much, Talish.
Great. Thank you.
So everyone will be back on the show, back on the air, as always, the third Monday of the month at 3 p.m. So the next show will be February 20th. Thanks again. I'm Sarah Faulkner, and our co-host Lauren Jamboni was here, and Talish Lopez. You can always... Oh. Thanks for listening.
No.
Oh, are we off the air? Sorry. Today was... Mercury in retrograde personally or something. As always, we'd love to hear from you for our future shows. You can email us at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com with your questions. And you can also find us on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening.